What's up, people on Audio Pub? This is Brian Deal. I haven't posted anything up here in a while, so I wanted to come up here and show you guys some interesting things that you could use to, well, use vintage technology in the present day, if that's your thing. It is mine. So, a little bit of backstory so you guys get it. I was born in 91, so I grew up, you know, in the time of standard landline phones and record players a little bit. I mean, we had CDs and stuff, but my grandparents had record players, so I grew up, you know, with everything from records all the way to CDs. And back in 2006, my mom bought me this talking caller ID, which is part of my setup I'm going to show today. But I bought an adapter because I have an iPhone and I love it, but where I live, I just have horrible cell phone service. And you can't get decent Wi-Fi, so I'm using Verizon Wireless Home Internet. And my signal is moderate, so I mean it connects to the internet and works, but I don't get full speed either. But I wanted to basically have a landline phone and a cell phone like people used to back in the day, because don't get me wrong, I love my phone, but it's hard to talk to anybody on it when you have to walk around the room to get drinks and do other things, and well, every time you move your calls drop because my signal fluctuates that bad. So if I leave the phone in one spot, you know, and I wanted a house phone with physical buttons, because one thing that drove me bananas with the iPhone is when you call a place of business, for example, a bank or a utility company, and you're using their automated system to update your payment information. It's like enter your card number. You start entering in the numbers. Before you even finish, because you're on an iPhone and it's slower having to find and touch the numbers on the screen, at least for me, the system tells you, I didn't receive a response, try again. Or sometimes it'll say, invalid response, please call later and hang up on you. And I got tired of it. I spent 4 hours dealing with it about 2 months ago. And it was a nightmare, which made me just want to mention that, yes, an iPhone is nice, and a lot of people probably think I'm an idiot because I want a freaking landline phone in 2025. But there's times I want a smartphone, which I have, like Facebook and, you know, all that, when I'm out somewhere. But when I'm at home, I like having the comforts of a landline phone with physical buttons and, you know, a louder speakerphone than the iPhone has. There's several perks to it. But the biggest one being that I can leave my phone in a spot where it gets signal and just walk around the house. It's essentially like having a landline without the extra bill. So, cell-to-jack device, which is what I use to bridge my cell phone to the house phone. It's basically the simulated phone line. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to pick the recorder up and put it up to the house phone to demonstrate this. So cell-to-jack has a real dial tone it generates when you pick up the house phone. So I know there's probably some people on here that are younger, you know, have never used a landline phone. For those people, if you've never used a traditional landline phone, when you used to pick up back in the day and hear a dial tone is what it's called, here's what it sounds like. This adapter also has Siri support and Google Assistant, depending on which phone model you have. iPhone, Siri, Android, Google. So I can press star and talk on the house phone and get Siri assistance on my home phone. What is the weather?
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
This stupid glitch. I'm so over this shit. Press star again. What is the weather? Siri.
It's currently clear and 41 degrees. Expect cloudy skies.
What about tomorrow?
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
I swear, rather than getting better, Siri gets worse and worse and worse. Anyway. So, then I had the idea to use my old talking caller ID. And I wanted to see if it would work. The only thing is, it don't get the time and date string from the traditional private switch telephone network from the phone company. So, it does read out the caller information. It gets that from my cell phone through the CellDejack adapter. But the annoying thing is, you don't want to rely on it to know when someone called because it don't get the time and date signal, and there's no way to manually set the time and date on this old thing. Everybody called January 1st, because when you plug the caller ID up, since it don't get the signal to set to the correct time and date, it defaults, just like all clocks and digital devices do. 12 a.m., first day of the year, first day of the month. So all calls are January 1st. When you do this, but it is neat that it reads it out. The particular caller ID I have, you can record the name announcement for people if you want it to say their name, or it'll just read out their phone number in a synthesized robotic voice. Now, for privacy reasons, I'm going to pause the recording during part of the number readout, that way everyone on AudioPub don't get my friend's number and decide to, well, play prank Dylan every day. So, I'm gonna press the mode button and the arrow button, and it'll read it.
January 1 at 3:26 a.m.
Dylan Price.
1-404-2068.
So you get it. I just paused it for the middle digits of his number. And I hope people find this interesting. The caller ID box that I have is not manufactured anymore, but if anyone wants one, they still have them on eBay. The adapter that I use is the Cell to Jack version 4. CELL, the number 2, JACK.com is their website. If anybody wants to buy one, they also sell them on Amazon and Walmart. They're $37. So, I hope you guys enjoyed my little presentation, show and tell of my house phone setup, we'll call it. And feel free to comment on it. Thanks.